Good morning. So this morning we are reading from Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 1 to 8. And it's the eighth scripture reference from the subject of health, which is part of your basic physical earth suit needs, right? Lord, how do you want to do this? Okay. So the words that the Lord is bringing to the fore is, so I prayed to the God of heaven. Now remember, we are speaking about health, right? And this is what he resorts to. But let's understand what took place. Ezra went to go and rebuild the temple. Nehemiah went to go and rebuild the wall and the gates and basically to bring Jerusalem back to what it should be. So that's what Nehemiah did, right? So Nehemiah was also the king's cupbearer. So you know that kings had to make sure that they did not get poisoned or killed or anything like that. And so they would have a cupbearer who would taste their drink for them and would make sure that all of their drink was safe. And the same thing for their food, they would have a food taster to make sure that the food was safe, right? And that it was to their liking. Now, he was the cupbearer. Chapter 2, verse 1. For I was the king's cupbearer, and it came to pass in the month Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes, the king, wine before him. And I took up the wine and gave unto the king. Now I had not been sad in his presence. Wherefore the king said unto me, why thy countenance sad, seeing thou not sick? So he's not physically sick, but his countenance is sad. He's looking sad, right? Now clearly he didn't think that he looked sad. But the king must be pretty astute, right? Thou not sick. This is nothing but sorrow of heart. So there is something in terms of your health where your heart can be sorrowful. All right. So that is a emotional problem. But that emotional problem can affect your health, can affect your countenance, the way that you look at life, the way that you do those things, right? This nothing but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sore afraid. Why was he afraid? Because, you know what? The king could easily just say, that's it, away with you, you know, chop off your head, I'm going to get another cupbearer. So that could happen. Or he could have been dismissed altogether. But this king does something interesting. Then I was very sore afraid, and said unto the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad when the city, the place of my father's sepulchre, waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? Then the king said unto me, for what dost thou make request? So, this king is now asking him, what are you actually asking me for? I am paraphrasing. What are you actually asking me for? And his response is, so I prayed to the God of heaven. You see, whenever you're dealing with a situation and you're not entirely sure how this is going to work out, you need to get God involved. In fact, you should have God involved all the time. You should be, in fact, you should be involved with what God is doing rather than him trying to get him involved with what you're doing. But God already knew his heart. And Nehemiah recognizes that God is making the king aware of what's going on the inside of his heart, right? So I prayed to the God of heaven, and I said unto the king, if it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldest send me unto Judah, unto the city of my father's sepulchres, that I may build it. And the king said unto me, the queen also sitting by him, for how long shall thy journey be? And when wilt thou return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Now, you see what's interesting here is that he could answer those questions immediately. Whenever you're feeling downcast about something, upset about something, right, make sure that you do your homework as quickly as possible. To think things through, to calculate stuff, to figure things out, so that you have answers in case people ask you. Because you don't know how God is going to choose to solve this. But as in this case, you will find favor from time to time. And the question would be, are you ready? Are you ready? Not necessarily with your solution, but with the facts. Right? So let's start that again. And the king said unto me, the queen also sitting by him, for how long shall thy journey be, and when wilt thou return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Moreover, I said unto the king, if it please the king, let letters be given me to the governors beyond the river, that they may convey me over till I come into Judah. And a letter unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace, which to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon me. When it comes to health of your psyche and your heart, here we have a situation whereby Nehemiah is far away from his hometown, from his family, well, not from his family, but from his hometown, which is Jerusalem, and from his fathers and his heritage. And he hears that this is all messed up, it's all broken down. And our history is quite tightly knitted to who we are and where we are. And when you move from one place to another, if you're going to move, you need to actually say, that's it. I'm now moving, and everything that was there, I can't go back to. And the thing that's really interesting here is that as Nehemiah gets older, he starts to think about, I wish I could visit my own father's grave. But he's so, so far away. And, you know, we forget that we are human beings with human emotions. But more importantly, those human emotions are tied to our earth suits. These are things that are built into us, right? And your lineage is also one of those things. And so people can have a serious heart problem, not physical heart breaking down, but a emotional problem, and that can affect your health. Because if you're feeling sad about something, it will break you down slowly but surely. Now, the way through this, so many times people don't have alternatives. They can't get back to places that they were at, or they can't get back to their parents' graves or anything like that. They just can't, right? It's just not a practical reality anymore. All of those things you need to give to the Lord. You need to give your parents to the Lord. You need to give your parents' graves to the Lord. You need to give all these things that are location-based that you can't get to. You need to give these to the Lord, because you can't hold on to these things. And the more you try and hold on to them, the more you're going to feel terribly sad. Now, the same thing can happen if you are living in a place and you've got all these memories, photos and all this sort of thing, and then you have some kind of a fire or something like that, and it destroys all the things that you held as memories for things, and they're now all gone. And again, you ask the question, oh, so what is my life? And if your life is wrapped up in all these things of the past, you're going to feel so sad. Instead of letting your life be wrapped up in Jesus and in your future. And so when it comes down to your physical earth suit's health, I have to think and consider, what is my heart tied to in this physical world? What is it that can cause me to struggle with the past, or not being able to have things that I would like to have, or go to people that I'd like to go to? You know, when we lose connectivity, very soon your various data, etc., is not going to be available to Christians, right? Christians won't have that. You will not be able to contact those loved ones that are far away. And because you won't be able to buy a cell. You won't be able to do that. Are you able to say, Lord, I'm going to trust you with everything, everyone, all that's going on, I'm going to trust you with these things because I need to do things your way. A lot of people are not going to be able to do that. And for us, we need to say, Lord, I trust you. I'm marrying you. I'm coming to you in eternity. And so while I'm alive here, if I lose these things or I no longer have these abilities, etc., to do stuff, then I'm not going to let that affect me. And I'm not going to let that affect me because I'm giving them to you. Now, in this case, there was an alternative. Not an alternative for Nehemiah, because he was employed ultimately as a eunuch, as a slave. He did not have a choice to just come and go as he pleased. But because he happened to be placed in the place that he was placed with the people he was placed in, he relied on God to open doors and to cause him to be able to go in ways and places to actually resolve those problems. And so always, the message is always the same. So I prayed to the God of heaven. And we have to be able to do that. We have to go there. We have to think about that. Well, guys, not sure what Holy Spirit is speaking to you about. God bless you. And remember to update in the handbook your keywords in the second column and to score yourself on the right-hand side. God bless, guys, and have an absolutely beautiful day.